Hi, I am Carol Morris, and I am here today with Tony Ulliano, founder and CTO of AMC Technology. Hi, Tony.
Oh, hi, Carol.
And I am also with Praveen Ravela, product owner at AMC Technology. Hi, Praveen.
Hey, Carol.
So welcome to both of you. Welcome, everybody. So today we are going to talk about DaVinci. AMC Technology launched DaVinci last year in October. And so I wanted to have a little talk about it and know where the platform is now. So first, let me ask you, both of you, what is DaVinci and what makes it unique? Praveen, do you want to go first?
Yes, thank you, Carol. To me, probably Tony will cover more on this one, share his experiences, but being in this industry for quite some time now and looking at how the industry has transformed, so we clearly saw what where the market is going, and that's how DaVinci has started, and how we can come to bring all the communications together for our customers. And that's being the center of what we want, what DaVinci is going to bring onto the table. And to see what DaVinci has, I mean, it has various different scopes. And one of the key aspects is how are we having to help our customers bring in their telephony and their CRMs and have entire integration done as quickly as possible. Tony, you want to take?
Oh, sure. Yeah. And I can't believe it's already been a year. It's been incredible. So DaVinci is really a true CRM and contact center integration platform. It's not aligned with just a single communication platform or a single CRM system. It's actually a platform that allows you to integrate your contact center, the best of breed channels, with the best of breed CRM capabilities. And so customers are able to use DaVinci to combine the best of breed from both the communication side and the CRM into a true hybrid deployment. DaVinci itself offers this single pane of glass experience for agents with deep embedded CRM integration. And it gives our customers total flexibility to create their ideal experience for customer service.
So Tony, you just said DaVinci is allowing customers to have a true hybrid deployment. So knowing now that the market, companies are moving to the cloud more and more, is there really a need for a hybrid solution?
Yeah, I think that hybrid is more important than ever actually now. So companies have invested heavily in their premise environments, not just in equipment, but also in the way that they've configured their contact centers, you know, for agent routing, agent experience, for, to track the metrics and so forth. And so customers, as they're looking to advance into all the digital channels that are available, and digital channels are evolving very quickly, that customers really don't want to just rip and replace. And so what businesses would like to do is leverage the investment that they've made in all of that time and money and equipment. They want to be able to leverage that while still being able to evolve with all the digital channels that are coming out. So I think DaVinci offers this really true hybrid environment where it allows you to keep using your premise infrastructure and add on to that all these digital channels. So I think that hybrid, as I said, is becoming increasingly important, because it used to be that they could just continue to use their premise environment or make a decision to give that up to move to digital. But a lot of companies are deciding they don't want to do that. They want to be able to leverage both of them. And that's what DaVinci allows you to do.
Praveen, do you want to add anything about the necessity now for hybrid environments?
Yes. I mean, again, as Tony mentioned, when we talk to our customers and prospects, everyone has a roadmap on how they want to go onto the cloud and how are they going to see for themselves as to how they're going to reach their end customers and how they're going to help them. Because since if we have, as we are seeing the transition for quite some time now, I mean, end users are empowered very significantly and very quickly nowadays. So for businesses to be able to adapt the latest technologies and be able to help their end customers, for them, it's a necessity at this point to be able to be on the cloud and be robust to do the same.
Thank you, Praveen. So DaVinci was released a year ago. Can you tell us a little bit more, how has it evolved in the past year since its introduction?
So I don't know, Praveen, yeah. You want to start or would you like me to?
Yes, I can take that one. I mean, okay. I can't believe it's been almost a year now. We are heads down and trying to, especially as Tony and I mentioned earlier, especially working with the customers and partners and prospects and understanding what their needs are and what are the challenges they are facing primarily with the evolving with the cloud first initiatives that are coming through, and especially on being saw smartphones available to most everyone, and how that is empowering the public and how that is completely changing the communication landscape as we know before. So all of these, we're working with various different partners on how DaVinci as a platform can provide not only for the partners to be able to quickly adapt and provide integrations, and at the same time, how can we take something like the current day technologies and keep it before the customers so that they can innovate how their unique contact center experience ought to be. And that's where we are from a technology, and that's what we want to provide to customers.
Tony?
Yeah, I'll just add, I mean, I agree. I mean, what Praveen is saying, that we have, that customers and partners, they really have a big influence on where we go with our roadmap. And so over the past year, we've really dramatically increased the available apps that we have and capabilities. We've added integration with Genesys Pure Cloud, Twilio Flex, with a Twilio to Twilio API app. And we've also added integration with RingCentral. And we've also, as we've gotten feedback from customers, we've also enhanced the user experience to make it even a better agent experience. And we've done that by also increasing the CRM integrations that we have. So not only have we made the existing integrations deeper, but we've also added integrations. So we've started with Salesforce and Dynamics and C4C from SAP, but we've also added on like Zendesk and ServiceNow. So we've really broadened the capabilities of DaVinci and built in more use cases for hybrid deployments, and also to add those additional channels from the digital side.
Great. So we've talked about what happened this past year. Now let me ask you, what is next for DaVinci? What are you working on now?
So I don't know. I mean, would you like me to take that, Praveen?
Yes, please.
Yeah, sure. So as I said earlier, I mean, our feedback from customers and partners fuel our roadmap. And one of the things that customers have been asking about is, as I talked about earlier, you know, businesses have invested heavily in how they route channels to agents. And so it's a really important aspect of good customer service is to figure out how to find the best agent at the right time. And they've invested heavily in how to do that routing within their phone calls and other channels. But what businesses are trying to do is they're leveraging the digital channels and leveraging their CRM application more, is they're looking to route all objects that exist within that ecosystem to agents. And so we're seeing that customers are asking to be able to take things like cases and leads and use the same routing logic to route those entities to the right agent at the right time. So that's a big part of what we're doing with DaVinci, is we're adding that capability to expand routing in a universal way that not just only routes channels, but also routes business objects. And so on top of that, we're looking at things like agent insights and embedded AI. And so we're exploring quite a few things. And And as we're about to, you know, to turn 25, so next year we're 25 years old, and we have been focused on creating great interactions that are between customers and agents and businesses in the community through these innovative solutions. And so that will continue to be our sole focus, you know, as we move forward. So Praveen, I don't know if you want to add anything to that.
Yeah, I mean, that's really a good point, Tony. With respect to the current day need, what we have immediately before us and what we're looking at a long horizon perspective. But as you pointed out, Carol, how important is hybrid more than before and where we are now at this time, for especially for our customers' perspective. And since, as Tony mentioned earlier, since most of the customers have heavily invested already in existing infrastructure. And especially, and the other major thing that we hear from customers is the expertise that they have in-house and how they can leverage that, but still be able to adapt to the new technologies that are coming up, new channels that are coming up, and how they can effectively reach their end users. And combining all of these, we see routing is one of the primary use cases where customers are facing, customer feels the need to have everything integrated together, along with other functionality that Tony has outlined.
Thanks for sharing that with us. Tony, you mentioned AMC turning 25 next year. So I would say congrats. What do you think, what is AMC's success based on?
Well, I mean, it certainly is all of the people that are part of the AMC team. So we have great people that really aspire to implement our vision. And so our vision is to bring people together through great interactions. And so that's what we've been striving to do really since I started the company. And so we continue to have that as our vision. And the people at AMC really do a fantastic job of sharing that vision and implementing it. So that's, I think, what our key to success is.
Great. I have one final question for you. Why did you name Da Vinci in the first place? This is an unusual name.
Yeah, I guess it is. And so Da Vinci, to me as a person, really represents everything that we want in a solution. So we wanted a solution that was inventive and artistic, and it was really born from this tremendous curiosity that we have on human interactions. And so as we are committed to improving those interactions, you know, like within the ecosystem, we through these innovative solutions, I think that Da Vinci really does a great job of helping us realize that mission.
Great. Well, I would say thank you to both of you. Thanks, Tony. Thanks, Praveen.
And thank you, Carol.
Yeah, you're
thank
welcome.
Thank you, Carol.
Thank you. Bye.
Yeah, thanks. Bye.